కమలం.
Suppose if you want to know me or know something about me, you can ask some friend or how is Sanidhi.
假如说你想了解我或者想了解我的一些事情，你或许会问你的一个朋友说，哦，斯瓦米奇是怎样的人？
He may say something, Adam may something.
他可能有一个说法，其他的人又有别的说法。
But when I explain to you myself, this is my position and this, that is perfect.
但是当我自己亲自给你解释我自己的时候，我说我是这样的，我是这样的，这样就我对我的描述就是完美的。
That is perfect.
这就是完美的。
So, if you want to know the absolute supreme personality of Godhead, you cannot speculate, neither meditate.
所以你想了解绝对者，想了解至尊人格守神，你是不可能去思辨的，也冥想不来的。
It is not possible because your senses are very imperfect.
这是不可能的，因为你的感官非常不完美。
So what is the way? You just hear from him.
那么正确的办法是什么呢？就是从他那里聆听。
So he has kindly come to say Bhagavad Gita.Just try to hear.
因此他仁慈的到来亲自讲述了薄伽梵歌 Shrotavya, 意思是只是去聆听。
Shrotavya and Kirtitambastu. He could simply hear and hear in the class of Krishna consciousness and go outside and forget, oh, that is not nice. Make improve.
如果我们只是去聆听，在圣殿博加瓦坛的讲课上去聆听，但是走出门就忘了，这就没有什么用，这就不会让你提高。
Then what is kirti tapas? So whatever you are hearing, you should say to others.
那么该怎么办呢？这里说到 kirti tapasya， 无论你听到什么，都应该。告诉别人都应该讲出去。
That is right.
这才是完美的。
Therefore, we are established back to God.
所以我们创立了回归神守杂志。
The students are allowed. Whatever they are hearing, they must be thoughtful and right.
因此我们有这个杂志，我们允许学生们听了以后去对自己听过的内容加以深思，并且去写作。
Not only simply hearing, I am hearing for millions of years. Still I cannot understand. Because you do not chant, you do not repeat what you have heard. You have to repeat.
所以这里说到 Kirtita Vyasa，不光要听，还要重复，还要去讲述，否则的话你听几百万年也无法了解，这是没用的。所以听到的要去重复，要告诉他人。
Kirtitambascha Shrotavya Kirtitambascha Dhyeyo. And how can you write or how you can speak unless you think of it?
除非你想着你要讲述或者写作的这个人，否则的话怎么可能去写作或者是讲述关于他的内容呢？
You are hearing about Krishna, you have to think, then you can speak.
你听了有关 Krishna 的话题之后，你得思考，这样你才能够去讲述，否则就讲不来。
Otherwise not. So, Shrotavya Kirtitambascha Dhyeya and Pujya Stha.
这里说到 Shrotavya Kirtitambascha Dhyeya 和 Pujascha
and Pujascha and you should worship
聆听唱诵还要去崇拜，你应该崇拜。
Therefore we require this deity.
所以我们需要做神像崇拜。
For worship We have to think of, we have to speak, we have to hear, we have to worship.
我们得想着，我们得思考，得讲述，得聆听，还要做崇拜，做 puja。
puja cha, then occasionally no nitya so regular。
那么是偶尔才这样做吗？并不是，是要 nitya 的定期的规律的去做。
Nitya, this is the problem.
Nitya 的意思是恒常不断的、定期的去做，这才是程序。
So anyone who does this process, he can understand the absolute truth.
所以任何人只要接受了这个程序，他都可以理解绝对真理的。
This is the clear declaration of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是圣典博伽瓦坛明确声明的。